question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we now jump right into the B block and our first guest of the day, the car rental sector of travel is how we're going to roll, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
With a single suite key, you can open your door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. And from personal experience, we can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere, all while being pampered with intuitive, personalized service. From your spacious oceanfront suite, you can explore all seven continents, savor gourmet dining that's going to rival some of the finest restaurants in the world, and enjoy complimentary premium wines, beers, and spirits.
In just 52 days, some of you will be in Rome with us to start a 10-day Mediterranean Seabourn cruise. And the beauty of cruising, folks, it's you only have to unpack once. When you travel with Seabourn for all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruises and expeditions, this is your moment. Visit Seabourn.com for more info and show specials that include $2,200 off per suite for 2025 or 2026 cruises if you book by this Monday, September 9th, or 30% off last remaining suites on select sailings to go enjoy some spontaneous travel. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmltravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, what are some of your experiences renting cars these days when you're out there traveling? We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And a company that you've heard us share that we rent from regularly when we travel is Sixt. We're curious to know if you've had any experience with them. Tom Kennedy is president of Sixt North America. He joins us now from the company headquarters in South Florida.
All right, here we go down to South Florida, Mary. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, nice to have you aboard with us today. So, listen, as you may know, your predecessor, Sebastian Burkle, he engaged us on Sixt. Easily 20 years or more, Avis was the primary rental company that we did business with, at least, 95, 99% of the time. But Sixt seems to get what other big rental companies have forgotten. Good customer service, low mileage in new vehicles, and value for the money are three essential items to ensure a sustained business and loyalty. So I know you joined Sixt nearly 4 years ago. You have an interesting career with other rental companies, as well as Hilton, Northwest Airlines, and Sun Country Airlines. I want you to share with our show fans around the country what you and the Sixt team deliver to travelers that, as I said, is too often missing with competitors these days.
Yeah, thank you. So Sixt is very unique, and as you said, I've worked at a couple of big rental car companies, so I can say firsthand we are a very different culture and a very different approach to the rental experience. Obviously, our cars are more premium. As you could just look down the line, you can see that 50% of our vehicles are premium luxury cars at a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. So we like to have a premium positioning in the market. Our customer service agents and our rental agents, as you can probably see when you go to our counters, are very well-dressed, very professional, and very highly, highly skilled in how we handle customers and how we work with the individual needs of each customer. So we do a lot of training, a lot of customer service training, and really focus on delivering that premium experience, not just with the product, but with the service. And sometimes when we do fail, our objective is to recover that customer very quickly and make it right. So from a customer recovery standpoint, we try to provide a premium recovery service as well.
So I want to expand on that. We were just in Nashville 2 weeks ago. We rented a BMW 5 Series from Sixt. Again, like you said, luxury, but at a reasonable price. We've also rented other BMW models recently in Atlanta, Miami, and Dallas. We're going to be doing that again in Maui in a few weeks. And I'm bringing this up because we do continue to connect with your people on a regular basis. The associate we had in Nashville, very friendly. There was a line. He was mindful of it, but he was still very specific, giving details about where to go to get the car to the people in front of us, to us. He made it a point to thank us for our business. I felt like he was really investing in us as customers. And then in Dallas, there was a woman there who had these gorgeous handmade earrings. They were in the colors of Sixt. A friend had just given them to her to congratulate her. She'd just taken a job with you guys from another agency that I won't mention. But she smiled and she said, I commented on the earrings and she said, Sixt is encouraging me to be myself, be professional, but express our personalities while we engage with customers to connect. And I thought that was such a great synopsis of what you guys really are. So I just want you to expand a little bit on the culture of your people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts from the ownership. I mean, we're a family-owned company, multi-generation. It's the fourth generation leaders of the family, so there's consistency for decades. We're new to the United States, relatively new. We entered in 2011, but it just permeates through all the people. Everybody's very proud to wear that orange color, and as you go and see our branches, orange is very obviously distinct in our color and our color scheme, but people are just proud of the brand and proud of the company, and it really starts with the leadership and the ownership back in Germany. And so we're a German company, but we're obviously in the U.S. now, but multi-generational consistency, very high focus on customer service, customer care. As Mr. Eric Six, the chairman of the board, would say, the most important person in our company is the customer. We can never forget about the customer. And the second most important person is the person servicing the customer. So I think the company really keeps that in high regard. Always focus on the customer, but always understand the employee is really critical for delivering that service
as well.
I
think that makes a lot of sense. So something else that Sixt offers is the Sixt Plus program, and that allows folks to rent a vehicle for a longer period of time. It's akin, folks, to like a lease, if you will. And another service that we use regularly when we're in Europe, in particular, is Sixt Ride. We'll use it again in 7 weeks when we're back in Rome. It provides chauffeur-driven transportation. So I recall the Sixt Plus service, I think it was launched here in the States a few years ago now. How has that developed for you?
So it's our subscription model, and as you said, you can rent, ride, or subscribe all on our app. And so the subscription model has gone very well. For an upfront fee, you can kind of engage in a vehicle, and you can have the car for as long as you want. You can return the car. You can spend the subscription if you want. You can transfer the car. So we try to provide different mobility solutions for your mobility needs. They're not just rental. But like you said, if you want to ride, we can provide that with our partnership with Blacklane. And if you want to subscribe, you can get a Sixt Plus. So, again, we're a multi-mobility platform provider, not just a rental car company.
Tom, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago now that Sixt acquired Advantage Rent-A-Car, and that move immediately helped add more locations for you guys to expand. Although Sixt has a very strong presence across Europe and other parts of the world, you're still in the growing phase here in the United States. I'd love to hear you talk about some priority markets that you're looking to add, as well as recent additions, and how do you feel overall about your current size and coverage here in the States?
Yeah, thank you. So when I first joined the company, the whole objective was to come in and expand the presence, obviously, in the market. And we've grown 30% per year. We've added 5 airports this year, most recently Houston Hobby in Milwaukee, but also Kansas City as an example. We are going to be adding New Orleans and Orange County, John Wayne Airport in Orange County. So we're going to be adding, basically we'll be in 51 airports in the U.S. And the top 50 airports in the U.S. drive about 70% of the current revenue. So now we have the physical presence to really kind of be everywhere and support not just the leisure travelers, but also corporate travelers as well. So we're going to continue to expand. We're not going to be the biggest. We're not going to be a Hertz, Avis, or Enterprise, but we're definitely going to be in the most relevant markets. We're going to be looking to add Austin, Texas, as an example, Boise, Idaho, and a few others. So we're going to continue to round out the markets we're in, but we won't be in all 200-plus airports, but we certainly will be in the top 70-ish airports.
So, you know, you mentioned Hertz, and a few years ago I know that we saw that they made a big move into EVs. They've since backed away from that. But I'm curious to hear how you see, Tom, you know, the vehicle mix in future rental fleets taking shape and how challenging and expensive it is, you know, for Sixt or any car rental company for that matter, to have the team to service and maintain both gas and diesel-powered vehicles as well as the EV fleet now.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to tailor our vehicle lineup to what our customers want. I think some other of our competitors are a little premature in trying to move into like the EV market where there just wasn't the customer demand, let alone the infrastructure to service those cars. So our vehicle lineup will basically reflect what the demand is. So we do have some EVs in our lineup. We do have, obviously, we don't have any diesels, but we definitely have, obviously, a lot of ICE cars, but we have EVs as well. We have anywhere from, you know, compacts to all the way to luxury vehicles. As I said, 50% of our fleet lineup is luxury premium vehicles. But it's going to evolve over time as to what the customer wants, and we will obviously provide the cars that they want to rent.
All right, and really quick, we have a question. You know, Mary and I are looking at this here. We're asked this a lot, so I'm just going to ask it to you. I know you've got a financial background with these companies as well, so it may not be your lane, but we're going to take a chance with it. So we are asked with some regularity, should I take the insurance offered by car rental companies or rely on my credit card or my personal insurance? So I realize it's a revenue source. You got about 25 seconds for this, but any thoughts or comments?
You know, I think it's always wise to have additional insurance, particularly if you have a car, because a car, you know, they're prone to being accidents, and having that extra coverage and peace of mind, I think, is always helpful. I personally like to do it. And your credit card's always, you gotta be careful, read the fine print. There's sometimes restrictions and caps as to how that insurance applies. And so having an additional level of coverage, obviously, I think it always provides our customers a peace of mind, but it's your choice when you come to rent from us. We'll offer that to you, and obviously, you can choose to accept or not accept that.
Well, Tom, listen, very nice connecting with you. You are welcome on the program anytime. Please give our best to Joe, Jen, and the team, and we hope that you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, too, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Take care.
Bye now.
All right. Well, there goes Tom. Sixth, look for the orange, folks. Look
and
for
the black,
orange.
Yeah.
All right. As we head into this bottom of the hour break, the right stuff focused on the new tourist is next. RJ is coming with today's open road in the D block. The NCF is going to get us going in hour two. We're also going to check in with the Secretary General of Caribbean Tourism for a report next hour. My point, 80% of the show is still to come. Keep those radios locked in.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.